Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Friday, August 23rd. A pretty eventful day here as China announced some new tariffs on the U.S. That was 7 a.m. this morning, and markets responded. Although corn and wheat were able to move a bit higher off of the initial sell-off there, soybeans took the brunt of the punishment in the grain markets after finishing overnight down 6.25 cents. They finished the day session down 12.25 cents at 856.5 in the November contract. Soybeans took out support going back to the middle of the month of August there around 860 level, and were able to hold just slightly above the low from August 5th of 854.5. So we will have to see if breaking out of this flag pattern to the downside here continues, and what sort of response we can see from the president. He did put out a number of tweets this afternoon citing the fact that the United States great companies should ordered them to leave China, find a better places, bring manufacturing back to the U.S., called on American delivery services, FedEx, Amazon, UPS, to look for and block shipments of fentanyl from China, saying that President Xi had promised to stop this, and he hasn't. And it was a pretty aggressive rhetoric in the tweet. We don't need China. So obviously trade tensions escalating here. And this is after the U.S. had delayed the initial tariffs that they had planned to put on about $300 billion on September 1st. That was pushed back to December, but the response for the Chinese was to double down with tariffs on about $75 billion. So there'll be 10% on wheat, corn, and sorghum going in effect on December 15th. The September 1st will be 10% on pork and beef. Also on crude oil exports and automobiles. So stock market not liking this, down almost 600 points. Crude oil not liking this, down about $1.35 a barrel at 54 even, $54 a barrel. And we've got the dollar, which had fallen off a full point from earlier highs at 98.45 down to 97.45, sitting now near the bottom of the range, 97.52 down 54 ticks. So we've got December corn finishing down 3.25 cents at 367.75, 4 cents above that contract low at 363.75, got as low as 365.5 right on the opening, and then was able to move a bit higher. Funds released a CFTC report today on the commitment of traders, short about 65,000 contracts of corn, between 55,000 and 80,000, depending on whether or not options are included, but starting to aggressively build a short position here right near the contract low. We'll see if that works for them this time. And we've got December wheat finished up 6 cents, 477.75. That was a good 11 cents off of the earlier lows. And Kansas City December finished up a half cent, 404.75, about a nickel off of earlier lows. You've got the funds about flat in Chicago wheat, short about 37,000 in Kansas City. The wheat may have seen a little bit of support here late in the day as that dollar sold off almost 100 ticks. So a little bit of a bright spot there, but mostly risk off across the board. And then again, we had November beans finished down 12.25 cents, 856.5, able to stay above that August 5th low of 854.5 by a half cent. We will see if there is any follow through. Again, we are expecting some type of response from President Trump this afternoon. Not sure what that will be. Overshadowed in a lot of this news is the numbers out of the Pro Farmer Tour, their final yield numbers here. Mostly in line percentage-wise with declines from last year versus the USDA. You've got Illinois down 11% from 192 for Pro Farmer last year to 171 this year, whereas you've got a 14% decline in Illinois at the USDA, but down from 210 to 181. So again, similar percentage declines, but the Pro Farmer numbers a bit lower across the board in actual yield numbers. One discrepancy here of note, South Dakota, the Pro Farmer Tour had the 2019 yield at 154 bushels per acre. That's down 13% on last year's 178, while the USDA only has their South Dakota number dropping 3 bushels an acre. That's 2% from 160 to 157. So interesting there. And across the board in the beans, we had some declines, notably Illinois down from 1,328 pods in a 3x3 foot plot down to 997 this year. That's a 25% decline, and you have a 15% decline in bushels per acre for the USDA in their August report from 65 to 55. Indiana down 30% in pods from 1311 to 923, with the yield in Indiana, according to the USDA, dropping from 2018 to 2019's August report by 15%, from 58.5 down to 50. And Ohio, pretty significant, down 39% pod count, 764 this year versus 1248 last year. And the USDA has the yield from last year dropping about 17%. So we will have to see, headed into the early fall, how these numbers bear up, and if any of this cooler weather here delays any production or maturity of these late planted crops into an area on the calendar where they might be a little bit more susceptible to any kind of frost damage. But on the whole, a risk-off day. Again, the president awaiting his response to the jump in China tariffs, 10% on 75 billion. And so we will have to see after the market digests this over the weekend if this is a one-time overdone thing or if this is going to set the tone heading into the fall, unless there is some other weather event to change things in the grain markets. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.